our pastor Liao has written a lot of the Chinese blessings for New Year, and he would like to give it to everyone.
然后他委托我来送.
And so he asked me to give it to everybody here.
那我们请每位同工们能够 到前面来好吗? 今年的同工.
Can I have all the co-workers come up?
八福皆备.
All blessings.
那 大宗呢，他有另外一个，因为呢，我们很多同工都有了。这个基督是我家主，他们家没有，所以还多加一份。
So Kevin got a special one.
不要谢谢我，谢谢老牧师。<笑>好，还有。OK， 谢谢。那张毅还不在。OK， 好，那就先这样。 来君还没，他们没有在哈。来君，OK， 好。那我们刚才唱的诗歌啊，讲到建立你的教会来医治这个地。
The hymn that we just sang about establish your church and heal this land.
我们在这个地方，每一个教会就是一个社区的一个灯塔，可以这样讲。
We can say that a church is it's a light tower of each community.
所以当神的话语要在一个社区里面出来的时候，只能透过教会。
So when the words of God are coming out, he has to do it through a church.
刚才我在敬拜的时候，我觉得就有一个很深的一个感动在心里面。
I was deeply moved when we were worshiping.
有的时候我们传福音，没有人相信。
A lot of times when we preach, nobody believes.
或者有的时候我们觉得，哎，聚会的时候好像人不是那么多。
Or sometimes when we are gathering here that we feel like there's not a whole lot of people here.
但是神的话语要不要传讲呢?
But are we supposed to continue to preach God's words?
如果我们传福音的时候，福音事工不开展，我们就会泄气或者沮丧吗?
Are we going to be just discouraged when his words are not spread out?
神给我一个感动就是说神的话语需要被传讲 regardless.
The thought that I had just now is that we have to preach His words regardless of what happens and regardless of the situation that we're in.
因为神的话配得传讲。
Because His words is worth preaching.
不在乎听的人，是在乎他的话语是值得我们敬拜的一个，他是道。
Because His words is the way, so we have to preach His words.
所以我们来到神面前，我们就有很大的使命，很大的喜乐，欢喜快乐。
So there's a great commission and there's great joy for all of us here.
因为我们知道，不管外面的环境怎么样，神与我们同在。
So we know no matter what happens outside that God is with us here.
因为他喜悦他的话语被传讲，他的福音被传讲出去。
He is glad that when His words is spread out.
所以当我们在这里设立教会的时候，不管我们对整个社区现在的影响力有多少。
So when we establish our church here, no matter what our influence right now is for this community.
但是神他与我们同在，而且他要我们去传。
God is with us, and He wants us to go out and preach His words.
传扬他的福音，传扬他的话，是我们的责任。
To preach His gospel and to preach His words is our responsibility.
但是这个话语的结果不是我们的责任，因为上帝自己做他的工作。
But we're not responsible for the consequence. He will work in the people here.
所以当我们来到这个教会的会堂的时候，我们发现说，神赐给我们这么好的一个地方，在这个地方来聚集。
So when we come to this church now, we really every time we're just thankful that God has given us this building to worship Him.
就是像我们刚才所唱的诗歌，要建立这个教会来医治这个地。
Just like this, the hymn that we just sang is He wants to establish this church to heal this land.
所以我们每一个人都带着福音的使命，好像一个传福音的人，我们到处来宣扬神的话语。
So all of us are commissioned with His gospel that we are here to preach His word.
同时也同一起来建造神的教会。
And we're here together to build His church.
我们很，其实我们很应该讲说很荣幸，或者是说很有幸于神的工作在这个地方。
We should say that we're very honored or we're very privileged to be able to work with God.
因为看见神的手在整个建堂的过程里面，看见上帝的手不断的神迹奇事能够做出来。
Because we can see His hands throughout the process of our church construction and building.
我们在这个当中，我们就看见了神的作为，我们心里面就得到了极大的安慰，甚至是很兴奋的。
Because of all the miracles and everything, the word we are greatly encouraged by all His works.
这种兴奋，这种跟随主同在的这种兴奋呢，神没有给了别人，而把他们把这个兴奋呢，这种 privilege 交给了我们的手上。
He has blessed us with the excitement of His presence with us, so we're just very blessed with His presence.
所以我们没有任何的能力，我们没有任何的好像比别人好，但是神喜悦我们，拣选我们来成为他荣耀的见证人。
We are no better than any other people, but He has chosen us to be His witness here in this community.
所以我们都是建造教会的工人。So
we are all His workers.
所以我们今天呢，我们特别要来谈建造教会在主里面同心的建造。
So today we're going to talk about how to build together in his household.
我们刚才主席有报告，就是我们的正堂的一些情形，特别就是讲到还有一件事情，就是讲到这个礼拜五，我们的那个承包商哈，巴拿巴斯弟兄呢，他打算要拼这个礼拜五，就是请消防局，就是 fire department， 还有呢。 City 的总检查最后那一次大检查，他想要把它定在礼拜五。So
our contractor has set a goal for this coming Friday, to have all the inspections to be conducted, and including fire and the final building inspection to be conducted, so we can complete the whole process of construction.
这整个检查可能要好几个小时的时间。So
this inspection is going to take a few hours.
他做了很多该做的事情，但是呢，我们需要用祷告来托住整个事情。
He has completed all that is required, but we need to use prayer to support this upcoming inspection.
所以我觉得这是建堂最后一个最重要的 I think 这最重要的一个祷告，就是让礼拜五的检查可以全然的顺利的通过。
So all of us needs to pray very hard for this upcoming inspection because this is the key to our final completion.
好，那我们现在能不能就为这件事情，我们特别有一个祷告
？Can we have everybody to stand up?
好，我们起立，我们有一个祷告，好吗 ？亲爱的主，我们赞美你的名，主啊，因为在这里设立的是你的教会，主啊，不是个人的教会，哦，主啊。 这个地方是要成为一个吸引众人医治这地的一个教会，主啊，在这个会堂的使用上面，我们看见主啊，在礼拜五的时间是一个非常重要的日子，是照着我们的承包商的心意，他定下来礼拜五想要完成整个工程，请 City 的人来检查，我们不知道有多少的细节在这个当中，但主啊，你知道，而且你也知道有什么地方还不够的，主啊，求你来帮助我们，也帮助承包商在所有的细节上面能够做得完全的全备，好叫整个检查在礼拜五的时候能够顺利的开展，而且能够顺利的一次就通过。主啊，这都不是简单的事情，但是主，我们愿意把整个工程就交在你的手上，因为你是创始成终的主，主啊，你开始了这工，你必要完成这工。 所以我们就交在你的手上，求主让我们再次来看见你的荣耀哦，在整个建堂的过程里面，到最后的时候，成了一个高潮，就是你让所有的检查一次的可以通过。主啊，让所有的在弯曲里面，主啊，能够成为一个美好的见证。主啊，这个事情是很少有的，但主，我们就凭着信心来向你祷告，求主你来成就关乎你自己的事情。我们赞美你，把一切荣耀颂赞都归给你。 靠耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿门，阿门。请坐。所以建造教会，有很多是手上的事情，有很多也是嘴上的事情，要祷告哈，心里面的事情。So
the construction of the church, there are many aspects of it. There are the actual labor, and there are also including the prayers for such work.
好，所以我们今天呢，我们先来看一个经文，在以弗所书第二章19到22节。
So let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22.
好，以弗所书，现在全教会翻的最慢的是牧师。<笑>好，我们一同来念好吧？短短的四节的经文，但是里面充满了神的心意。我们一同来念第19节，这样你们不再做外人和客旅。 是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿， 你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。这段的经文特别就讲到我们呢是一个外邦人，原来是一个外人，是局外人。
In this passage that it says that we are foreigners, we are strangers.
现在呢，因为信了耶稣基督，因为耶稣基督的救恩呢，让我们能够进到神的国里面。
But through Jesus' salvation, that we're able to enter His kingdom and His nation.
这样的恩典是很难想象的。
This type of grace is incomprehensible.
甚至那些以色列的就是以色列是神的选民，在最早的时候，在使徒的时代，他们的心里面救恩只有以色列，没有其他的外邦人的份。
Even for the Israelis, they cannot comprehend such salvation because they believe salvation only belongs to the Jews.
但是在整个以弗所书第二章讲的就是一件事情，讲到我们在基督的里面成为一家了。
But in Ephesians chapter 2, this is what it says is that we all become one family in God's kingdom.
所以耶稣基督在十字架上他灭了冤仇，也就是他拆毁了那个律法做成的咒诅，让外邦人没有办法进到神的家里面。
So on the cross, Jesus has crushed or destroyed the curse that has put on the strangers, the Gentiles, that they could not become God's people.
他讲到他拆毁了中间隔断的墙，使两下借着他成为一个新的。
So he destroyed that walls that was separated from the strangers, the foreigners, the Gentiles, and God's people.
他还讲到我们这两下，就指到外邦人跟以色列人，借着神，我们能够进到借着耶稣基督，我们能够进到神的面前。
So through Jesus Christ, the Gentiles and the Israelis would both enter God's kingdom.
当他后面写到第三章的时候，三章第六节，他特别就讲到，他说这奥秘啊，世界上在这个世界上面，它有一个奥秘啊。是什么奥秘呢？
So in chapter 3:6 he mentioned there's a mystery.
他讲到说这奥秘就是什么，在外邦人呢，在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣，同为一体，同蒙应许。
So the mystery is that through the gospel of the through the gospel the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body and shares together in the promise in Christ Jesus.
所以我们是同为后嗣，我们都是神的后嗣。
So we all become God's heirs.
我们成为一体，我们是神的国。
We have become one body and one nation.
最美的事情是我们同蒙应许，我们承受神天上地下一切的祝福，一切的应许跟以色列子民是一样的。
So now we also inherit the promise that have given to the Israelis.
所以我们就成为神家里面的人了。
So we have become members of God's family.
所以他说这样你们不再做外人和客旅。
So now you are no longer foreigners or strangers.
是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
So you have become the fellow citizens and become God's people.
所以他这边有讲到不同的层次，我们原来是外人，是局外人，外面的人。
So there are several levels here. We started out as the foreigners.
好像是客旅，好像是做客了，来了就走。
We are travelers, we're guests. We come and then we leave.
这家里面一切的产业跟你是没有份的。
Whatever is within the family or the kingdom has nothing to do with you.
但是我们从这样局外人呢，进一步变成神的国里面的人了。
But now we have become from foreigners or strangers to be the members of God's kingdom.
是讲到与圣徒同国，我们都在这个国度里面，从黑暗的权势里面，我们进到爱子光明的国里面。
We have left the kingdom of darkness and entered the kingdom of brightness.
最后呢，他讲到不只是国民，而且呢，今天再进一步，从外邦人变成国民，再进一步更深的，他说是神家里的人啦。
So we have become from foreigners to fellow citizens and now members of his family.
讲到家里的人呢，我们就很温暖，我们就很兴奋，就觉得说、哦、我们是神家里的人。
So now when we think about family, then we feel the warmth of being part of a family.
弟兄姐妹，当你想到家的时候，你会感觉怎么样？
So when you think of a home, when you think of a family, what comes to your mind?
我记得当我跟师母在谈恋爱的时候。
So during my courtship with my wife.
我们出去我们有一群人大家出去。
There was a group of friends that we usually hang out.
我一有点累，我就说我要回家了。
Every time when I got tired, I said I wanted to go home.
尽管外面很花。很美丽的人在旁边，但是还是想回家了，好累哦。
Even though there's all kind of exciting things that's going on, but I always wanted to go home.
因为我们在家里面会得到休息。
Because we can rest at home.
我们在家里面会得到温暖。
And we can have comfort at home.
有鼓励。
And there's encouragement.
有安慰。
There's comfort.
而且有团聚的那种温馨感觉。
And there's the warmth that's brought together with the togetherness.
好像今天是中国的除夕，新年除夕是吧？
It's like today is the Chinese New Year's Eve.
那大家知道中国人过年要做什么？
Do you know what do Chinese people do when it's Chinese New Year?
吃什么？火锅，哎，年夜饭。
New Year's Eve dinner and the hot pot.
啊，我师母昨天跟我讲说，他说在国内啊，有一些人买不到车票，非常的想家，怎么办？骑摩托车，带着孩子骑摩托车，不知道要骑几天还是怎么，就像骑回家。
So that we had watched on the news that many people in China, because they couldn't get the train tickets to go home during the New Year's holiday, so they go on a bike, motorcycle, to bike from where they were to go back to their hometown.
所以在骑的人呢，心里面就想一件事情，我要在年夜饭里面 show up, 我要准时的出现在年夜饭里面，这是每一个人的心意。所以看机票就知道，那个价钱就知道。
So on the motorcycle ride home, all they're thinking about is I want to make it to the New Year's Eve dinner.And we can also tell that the popularity because the price of the airline tickets have gone up very, very a lot.
所以我们今天讲到我们是家，神家里的人，这个讲到家的时候，我们的概念就完全不一样了，就不是很公式化，而是一个很温暖，一个很被接纳的一个地方。
So now we're talking about we are members of God's household, so it brings forth the warmth and all the acceptance.
一个真正的家在这里面呢，我们不怕分享我们每一个人的失败。
In a true family, we're not afraid to share our failures.
因为我们在沮丧或者在失败的当中，我们知道迎接我们的不是那个手指头，而是一个膀臂，张开来来安慰我们的膀臂。
In family, we know when we fail, we're not going to be greeted with finger pointing, but it's an embrace from our family members.
另外一方面，我们如果成功的话呢，我们也不怕别人好像嫉妒或者眼红，觉得好像心里面觉得嫉妒或者什么，因为这是我们家人。
And when we're successful, we're not afraid of being envied because we know our family members would gladly to share our glory.
因为我们都以家人为荣，家人以家人为荣。
Because we're proud of our family members.
圣经上面讲到说，有一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体一同受苦；有一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
Because in the Bible it also says that a part of the family suffers, everybody suffers, and a part of the family gains glory, everybody will be in glory.
所以我常常对那种我有些亲戚啊，他们小朋友很杰出的，我每一次就会跟他们讲，我说你如果得了诺贝尔奖，不要忘记我。
A lot of times I say to all my the niece and nephews that they're very successful and ask them to remember the pastor when they have their Nobel Prize.
因为我们都喜欢看见我们所认识的这些人，甚至教会里面的人，是家里面的人，我们都希望他们每个人都成功，都能够得着特殊的荣耀，我们就与有荣焉，就是觉得沾个光啊，很高兴。
It's the same thing with all of us, with the members of the church here, that we all want everybody to be successful and we can share your glory as well.
这就是家的概念，
This is the concept of family.
不会怕。不被接受，因为这是一个家。
We don't need to be afraid that we're not accepted.
前几天我读到一个 quotation 的，有一个讲得很好，有一个人 quote， 他说 ，Other things may change us, but we start and end with the family. 我们开始在一个家庭里面，我们最后走离开世界的时候，也在这个家里面。
So this is the quotation that other things may change us, but we start and end with the family.
所以家是我们人生的一个根基。
Because and family or home is the foundation of our life.
是一个生命的一个可以说是生命连结的一个共同的一个共同体。
It's the unity of our life together.
然后每一个人在这个当中都是一个好像很重要的一个成员，家庭的成员，一个都不能少。
Every member of this household is very crucial. It's very important.
所以我每次家里面在吃饭的时候呢，我每次一看。少一个我就会问说那个人在哪里，少两个那个两个在哪里，吃饭怎么都没有 show up， 然后他就告诉你说，哎，上什么课，就很多不同的事情不在，然后呢好像一家就不在一起的感觉，就好像不够完美。
So every time when we sit down at the dinner table I always check with where each child is, and then if they're not all there then I feel there's a kind of a sense of loss.
有一句话讲到，就是说对全世界来讲呢，我们只是一个人，但是呢对某一个人来讲，我们可能是他的全世界。
There's a saying that to the world that you might be just one person, But to one person, you just might be the world.
也就是我们在外面，比如说在工作，在公司的话，如果我们生病或者我们有什么事情不能到公司，甚至我们离开了这个公司，一点不会受影响，因为他再找一个人顶替就可以了。
So it's like at a workplace, if you get sick or you leave this company, you may not be remember or you may not be missed.
但是家里面就不一样，一个都不能少，少了一个心里面就痛。
But it's very different from in the house, in the family, because if we're short of one person, then we can feel that suffering, that pain in us.
所以每一个人在家里面都有他的角色，都非常的重要。
So every one of us plays a very key role in the family.
所以这就是一个家。
This is family.
那我们当看见人生的这个通常我们在世界上面的这样子的家的概念，就已经非常的温馨，已经非常的让人感到很 warm, 很温暖。
Even when we think about this concept of family on this world, we're already greatly encouraged.
但是在这个地方讲到的就还不是世界上的家，在这边讲到的是一个永恒里面神的家。
But what we're talking about here is not just the family on this earth. We're talking about a family in heaven and an eternal family.
他说我们不再做外人和客旅，我们是神家里的人了。
We're no longer strangers or foreigners. We're members of God's household.
也就是我们把刚才所讲的所有的概念就投射在这个神的家里面，我们所感受到的。
So we have to project even further out to God's kingdom and His family.
我们被神所接纳，被弟兄姐妹所接纳，我们大家互相的一同成长在这个当中，一起的每一个人都很重要。
We are accepted by God and we are accepted by all the members of our family here.
所以当有一个人受苦，我们大家就受苦；当有一个人得荣耀，我们大家就快乐。这就是神的家。
So if there's one of us that suffers, all of us would suffer. If one of us that's in glory or glorified, all of us would be glorified.
在哥林多在提摩太前书那边特别讲到，这家就是永生神的教会。
In 1 Timothy it says that in God's host.In God's household, this is the church of the living God.
这个家就是永生神的教会。
This household is the church of the living God.
我很喜欢那个永生神，因为这个家是神的教会，不止如此而已，它是永生神的教会。
I especially like the word that is the eternal God.
也就是说，它这个家本身是永远永远生的永生神的意思，说它是永远的家。
This is a household that's going to be forever living. It belongs to the eternal God.
我们在地上的关系，弟兄姐妹，我们在地上家民那边的关系，实际上是地上的关系。
The relationship we have here is a relationship on this earth.
有一天，我们在地上的生命结束以后，我们在地上的关系也就结束了。
Someday when the day comes that we end on this earth, then our relationship also ends here.
那就是为什么每一次在婚礼的当中，你就会听到那个证婚的牧师通常会这样讲。
So we usually hear this in a wedding.
他说你愿不愿意接受谁谁谁为你的妻子或者为你的丈夫，然后呢他生病，他健康，他贫穷，他富足，不管什么光景，你都愿意服侍他直到离开这个世界的日子吗？
So the vow usually goes like, are you willing to accept this woman or this man as your husband or wife and then care for him and or for her until the end of your days?
这在当中就有两种感觉。
There are two interpretations in this particular vow.
当夫妻关系很美的时候呢，他们说：“哎呀，我们只有这么短的时间吗？成为夫妻，来世还要再做夫妻啊。”
When the relationship goes well, we said, "Is our relationship so short? It only lasts this lifetime?"
但是对这关系不好的，他就说：“哈利路亚，总算有 solution 了。”
And if the relationship is not going too well, then you say, "Hallelujah, this is."There is a solution to this problem.
Oh, 神会 take care 我的一切。
God will take care of everything.
但是呢，这不管好，不管不好，关系不管怎么样呢，这都还是地上的关系。
Doesn't matter if this relationship is doing well or not. This is not an eternal relationship.
神的眼中，我们每一个人有一天都要侍立在他的面前，每一个人都是他的孩子。
Each of us will someday stand before God, and each of us is His child.
在希伯来书特别讲到一个我很喜欢的一个，就是说，他说呢，有一天呢，我们在天上有诸长子之会所共聚的总会。
In Hebrews, in the book of Hebrews, he says that all of us someday will stand before God, and we are all God's children standing together.
也就是说，我们成为神的儿子以后呢，我们在天上呢，大家不只是 fellowship, 而且呢是开 party.
We're as God's children, we not only have the worship, we also party in His kingdom.
所以这个家是存到永永远远的一个家，到时候我们不只是在地上的关系，当然可能都还认识，可是呢，在天上呢，我们有新的关系，我们大家都是弟兄姐妹，都是神的儿子，一同敬拜，一同享受作王的荣耀，一同欢聚在神宝座面前。
So this family is eternal, and we, even though we no longer have the earthly relationship, but we're still always brothers and sisters in His kingdom.
为什么会这样讲呢？在第二十节，他讲到说，这是建造神的话语，建造在使徒和先知的根基上，耶稣基督自己是那个家的房角石。
So this is says that on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone.
因为他是那块石头，而且他是真理，所以就在永恒里面，这个家是神的家，而且是神永远不变的心意。我们都在里面要得荣耀。
So Jesus is the cornerstone of this this church, and He is the foundation, and all of us is His children, and we also belong to this household.
所以他是那块房角石，我们每一个人呢，都是在他上面来生根建造。我们每个人都是一块小石头，啊，或者叫活石，活的石头。
Jesus is the cornerstone, and we are all little living rocks that's built upon Him.
所以我们每一个人，就我们到那一天呢，我们每一个人都会复活，啊，死人就会复活，活的人就得改变。我们就会在神的里面呢，我们都有神的基督的生命，啊，馨香的生命在我们的身上。
So when His days comes, we will all be all of us will be resurrected with Him, and then all of us we enjoy the eternal life.
所以这是讲到一个家，一个永恒的家。 在我们的身上是多么多么的有盼望。
So this eternal family and this eternal household is very hopeful for all of us.
接下来呢，在这个家里面呢，我们来看一个概念。
So let's look at another concept of the family.
他特别就讲到在第21节，讲到各房靠他联络的合适。
Same thing in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21. In Him the whole building is joined together and rises. Is joined together.
各房好，那在原来那个小字上面好，在圣经小字上面也可以讲成全房，整个房，整个 whole building.
In some of the translations, it says the several buildings, and some of them says the whole building.
所以也就是指到说，我们各房好像每一个人，我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都是一个 building block， 都是一个结构的一个小零件或者小组成的一个肢体，然后我们大家在。 家里面呢，我们斗在一起成为一个全体，一个全房，从各房因着联络变成全房。So
all of us is like a building block. It's very important, and we're all formed together or framed together tightly.
就讲到这个联络的一个功夫，大家能够连在一起，一个一个都在一起，变成好像 Lego 一样，变成一个大的全房。
We are all connected through the Jesus Christ and become a whole building and a whole household.
所以在英文有的圣经把它翻译成 knitted， 就是 fitted together， 就是好像我们适合联络的合适，好像我们就是合适的联络啊，在一起，就是合在一起。So
in some translation it says that we're being fitted together. All these pieces are framed together as one piece, as one building.
所以就讲到这个神永恒有生神的家教会里面呢，我们有一个功夫，就是做一个联络的功夫，在这里面，在基督耶稣的房角石上来建造。
So there's one thing that we do in the household of the eternal God is that we will be connected together and framed together.
好像整个 building， 当我们看见整个 building 的时候，我们可以看见有的是天花板在这边，有的是墙板，有的是瓷砖，或者是有的是水管，各种不同的材料来建造这样子一个圣殿，一个会所。
So just like the building that we have now, each of us may be part of the ceiling or part of the sheetrocks here or part of the pipes. But we are all part of this particular building.
但是要把整个合在一起的时候呢，我们看见的就是很美。可是当然，材料运过来的时候，你看每一个材料，它都是一片完完整整的材料。When
you're just looking at the each piece of material, it's just complete by itself. But when you look at the whole building is very beautiful.
当那些材料运来的时候，我们发现每一块墙板都是4尺乘8尺，完完整整、漂漂亮亮的板子进来。
So when we look at the pieces of block when they are shipped in, they're all like 4x8 blocks.
或者浴室的瓷砖是16寸乘16寸，漂漂亮亮，一块一块的拿进来。
Or when we look at the bathroom tiles, they're all 16-inch squares.
但是要开始建造房屋的时候，要开始彼此联络。
But when we start to build this whole building, then we have to be connected together.
怎么联络在一起呢？
How do we connect together?
我们如果这个房间呢不是正好的，所以呢到一开始的时候，比如说一个瓷砖或者是一个天花板，我们就放到最后呢，那边角呢开始要切了。
So when we start doing this work, we don't know how we're going to end up. So when we towards the end or towards each corner, we find out we need to start cutting the tiles or cutting the pieces of wood.
当我们在看的时候呢，我们就发现说有的被切，有的没有被切。
So some of these pieces are cut and some are just complete by itself.
那放在中间的他就很幸运说 Hi, I'm still me. 啊，我还是个完整的我。我没有任何的我不需要改变。
So when you look at the middle of the ceilings, those pieces, they're just by themselves.
那有的呢就不得不切，因为他在脚上，那些呢他进来的时候他就很生气，为什么不把我放在中间，为什么要把我放在那个地方，切成三角形。
So some of us may be those corner pieces that have to be cut.
所以这就是一个联络的功夫，就是说当我们是一个完整的人进来的时候呢，我们有很多的想法，很多不同的理念呢，是一完整的一套，但是呢当到整个聚在一起要联络的时候呢，就必须开始要修修剪剪。
So it's like all of us, we come in as our individuals. We all have our own frame of reference and experiences. But when we are combined together with our brothers and sisters, we have to adjust to each other.
当人家来看到这个整个 building 的时候呢，他不会看到一片一片一片的那些墙板或者天花板呢，他就说你好漂亮，你好漂亮的板子啊，你好漂亮的这个 tile.
When people
16 by 16.
When people look at the building, they're not going to appraise each single piece of the sheetrock or the tile.
你会 praise 整个 building, 哎呀怎么这么 nicely fit together, 好像一个 building 好漂亮。
They're going to praise the building as a whole.
实际上今天早上我还在想这个事情的时候呢，有个特别的意念进来。
When I was thinking about the message this morning, something just came into my mind.
神可能更纪念的呢，可能是那些边边角角，为什么？
I think God would especially remember those corner pieces.
因为当你进到大厅的时候呢，像我的话呢，我不会看这个，我会看那个边边角角。
For me, when I enter a building, I will look at the corners.
我不知道你会不会这样看，我会看边边角角，看它收边收的好不好，做的怎么样。
The way I would look at it is, I would inspect the corners because that's where you show the craftsmanship.
所以当我们在联络的时候，都会经过修剪，都会经过我们不喜欢的一些更改。
So through construction and connection, we will all be trained, and then we all have to be adjusted.
但是如果有一天有人来看的时候呢，就像上帝，他更悦纳、更看重的，就是那些被修剪过的东西。
But God will be even more pleased with the pieces that have been cut.
所以当我们经过修剪以后呢，我们整个板子原来是很好的一个方的，但是经过修剪以后，我们才发现说，其实我们成就的是更大的用处。
So through cutting and grinding and all those work, we know that we can achieve greater purpose.
许多的时候我们就发现好像真的是被剪得很厉害，好像我们在最近在铺那个library 的那个地板的时候，哎呀有些板子就是只能看一刀，就是就也不能怎么再用。
So when we were laying the pergo wood for the library, that we found that there are a lot of difficulty that we encounter.
所以这很多很多的修剪的功夫，但是是值得的，因为整个屋子就被这样拼凑，整个建造联络起来。
So the cutting is necessary because this is how this whole building is built together.
所以我就发现说，我们的材料是这个样子，需要经过修剪。我们每一个工人，我们每一个在建造教会的工人，不管我们在哪一个角落，用什么样的服饰，我们都会有不同的想法。
So just like each one of us as a worker for the church, we all have different, we all come in with different thinkings and different frame of references.
好像我们就是那一块的材料，我们都方方正正的，但是神要透过这样子的建造，让我们那个方方正正也能够被修剪，被剪裁。
So it's like completing this building, we all have to come together and being crushed or cut.Or grind it in order to be put together.
就讲到怎么样把一个方方正正的东西剪了以后，成为神手中可以用的器皿。
So if each person would have to be cut and to fit into this whole piece.
所以在很多的过程当中呢，我们有很多不同的想法，很多不同的讨论。
So throughout this process, we have many discussions and different ideas.
我常常听说，当有人家里面在 remodel 的时候，夫妻关系通常都是最低潮。
I often heard that in remodeling that the husband and wife their relationship probably goes to the valley.
但感谢主，当我们在建造教会的时候，每个人来知道这是永生神的家，所以我们心里面是在主的里面 ，in Him.
So in our church remodeling, we know that this is for our eternal God, and we know we are in God's household.
所以我们懂得怎么样来体贴神的心意。
So we know how to please God.
所以在二十一节特别讲到各房靠他联络的合适，这一句话在英文里面讲得更清楚，是 in Him， 在他的里面。啊，我们中文翻成靠他，实际上原来的意思呢，可以说是在他的里面，各房联络的合适，在他的里面。
So in verse 21, especially in the English translation, it's very clear that it's in Him the whole building is joined together.
也就好像我们今年的主题讲到能够住在基督里，就是在基督里，能够在基督里一同的来联络，来连接。
So it's like our theme for this year that we all abide in the Lord to become together.
所以我们大家对不同的做事的方式就有不同的想法，但是呢，我们都学习怎么样能够互相的来讨论，怎么样来互相的找更好的 solution， 大家能够稍微的fit， 能够大家可以 fit 在一起。
So even though all of us have different ideas and different concepts, but we can all accommodate each other and work together.
最早的时候我们在谈的事情就是大家爱宴的时候吃完餐盘怎么洗。
In the initial discussion, the important thing is when for our meal after Sunday service, how do we wash the dishes?
很简单，大家洗，自己洗。
Some ideas says that, oh, we can just wash our own dish.
200个人自己洗自己的碗。
200 people, each person wash their own dish.
如果我们不想有一条 line 是100个人的 line 的话，我们就必须要有10个水槽。
So if we don't want to have a line of people washing their own dishes, then we need to have 10 sinks for all these people to wash their own dishes.
所以如果真的要这样的话，我们在父堂里面就要摆10个水槽。
So if that's what we're going to do, then we need 10 sinks in the multi-purpose room.
啊，洗完以后自己的盘子怎么标自己的？因为你洗的盘子我不一定敢吃啊，因为你谁知道你洗的干不干净呢？
So what do we do after we wash the dish? Because I don't trust how you wash your dish. So what do I do?
所以盘子上面可能要写名字。
So do I label the dish?
但是有 visitor 来的话，我的盘子被人家拿走了怎么办？
But if we have visitors and they take my plates, so what do I do?
或者我找不到我的盘子的话，我是不是就不要吃饭了？
So what if I cannot find my dish or plate? So do I not eat?
好，这样子不太好。那么我们又有不同的想法。那我们大家就集中洗。
So what do we do if each person cannot wash their own dish? It's not a good idea. Then we just have some people wash the whole dishes.
集中洗还有一个问题，洗东西多了就不一定洗得干净。那洗不干净又要生病，所以有很多的问题。
So if there are too many dishes and then we cannot like completely clean them, then it's not a good idea either.
所以我们大家都有大家的想法，都没办法，都不知道怎么办。
So we don't know what to do because everybody thinks differently.
直到后面我们发现有一样宝贝出来了。
So at the end, we found there's something that's very treasurable.
它的名字叫 commercial dishwasher.
It's 那个商业用的这个洗碗机。
盘子放进去，按一个钮，三分钟就好了。
So the commercial dishwasher, you just put all the plates in, you push the button, 3 minutes, and it's done.
而且最后那半分钟的是消毒的 cycle, 温度升到那个卫生署所认定的杀菌标准的温度才出来呢。
And the last 30 seconds, the temperature would raise to the point where it would kill all the germs on the plates.
所以我们就把这个事情解决了。
Then we solved that problem with the commercial dishwasher.
可是有很多很多的讨论不一样，大家都有大家一开始的时候我们都有这个想法，后来发现说，哎呀，就是不能这样做，不能那样做，不方便这样，所以我们都要被剪，到最后呢，都放下我们的想法。
And there are also many other different types of discussions as well, and all of us just have to tweak and then adjust to different opinions.
怎么样放下自己的想法也是一个非常宝贝的学习。
How do we put down our own thoughts?
实际上我觉得有一天当我们见神面的时候呢，好像上帝就像我们在看这个 building 一样，他可能不看中间，他看那个边边角角。
So someday when we are face to face with God,Maybe he's not going to look at all the complete or nice pieces. He's just going to take a look at the corners.
我们觉得我们好像，哎呀，我的意见没有被接纳，或者哎呀，我这样子没有办法做得很好，好像站在边边。但是有一天到神的面前的时候，上帝喜悦我们为着合一，喜悦为着整个 building 而能够放下。
You may think that, well, I'm not being accepted, so I stay at the corner. But then when we're face to face with God, God is going to see you and everything that you, for the purpose of the whole church, you're able to sacrifice yourself.
因为这种建造叫做生命的建造，不只是会所的建造，它是生命的建造。
Because this kind of construction is a life construction.
所以我们在主里面连结、联络、要合一、要 fit 在一起，都需要经过这样子的学习。
So to be completed or to be connected in the Lord, these are the lessons that we have to go through.
另外一方面，除了工作上这些以外，我们还要讲到在祷告里面，我们能够互相联络。
And in addition to the outside work, the external work, we also need to be connected in prayers.
所以我们有祷告会，然后大家弟兄姐妹在家里面也不停的可以来为教会的，不管是教会的工人，因为他们一受伤，像前一阵子就有人受伤。一受伤，他就会受到对他也不好，对教对对没有，就是非常的不平安的话，这样子不是很好。
So in we have prayer meetings at the church, and there's family prayers, and also we have prayer meetings with the contractors because to protect the whole process.
我们希望大家都平平安安，好，身心灵都平平安安。
We pray that everybody would be safe. Physically and then spiritually.
尤其到后面，工人慢慢的结束了他们的工作，现在该教会，该我们弟兄姐妹开始来装这些，不管是要拉那个 data 的线、电脑的线，或者是音响的线，或者是 projector 的线，很多线要拉，很多东西要装，都是弟兄姐妹我们自己的，轮到我们上场了。
So as we are concluding this construction project, the construction crew is moving out.But all this work is now coming into our brothers and sisters for internal work.
还有很多是爬高的这些动作，所以都需要大家的祷告能够托住。不管我们是在前线，在真的在动手，或者是后面有人用祷告来托住，我们大家都在主里一同的联络。
There are a lot of work that still needs to be done, and we need to use prayer to support all these brothers or sisters that will be doing it.
借着祷告，我们让每个各家能够成为神的一个全家。
So through prayers, we will support each family to become the whole the household of God's household.
所以在整个建造的过程里面，我们现在在看到第二十二节，他讲到说，你们也靠他同被建造。
So in verse 22, we see that it says, "In Him, you too are being built."
也就是讲到靠他同被建造，在二十一节有一个靠他联络的合适，在二十二节有靠他同被建造，都讲到一个靠他。
So in both in verses 21 and 22, we see that in Him.
就讲到在他的里面，我们一同被建造。
In Him, we are constructed together.
是一同的建造，而不是一个单独的个体被建造，而是整体里面每一个都被建造。当每一个都建造强壮的时候，整体就强壮起来。
We are being built together, not just one family, but all of us. We're being built together to become one dwelling.
大家记得在尼希米记他们盖城墙的时候，就讲到每一家他自己前面盖城墙，在这个耶路撒冷城墙，每一家他就负责自己前面家里面的前面的那一段城墙的建筑。
So in Nehemiah, that when they're building the sections of the city walls, each family is responsible for the section that's in front of their house.
当我们看到尼希米这上面就想得很美啊，就是 next to 谁的 hand 是谁在造，就是说这边有人造，他隔壁呢又有人造，每一个人他家里面前面的他就造，就是来修补那个城墙，他们家前面那一段。
So each family, each household is responsible for the section that's in front of their house of the city wall. So each section is continued.
当这当中他讲了一句话，城墙彼此联络，高至一半，意思就是说。城墙本身大家互相连在一起，而且呢，高度从没有慢慢长，已经到了一半了。
So the city wall is being raised by half, and then it's all connected.
所以当大家一同长的时候，就没有破口。大家知道，一个墙只要有一个洞，整个墙就没有用了，因为人家就可以进来。所以你整个墙只要有一个洞就没有用，所以破口都没有在他们的时代里面。
So during that time, because every family builds the city wall, so there's no breakage in the whole city wall, and every family will be protected.
就讲到在这当中，大家一同的成长，一同的被建造起来，没有任何的人是停滞不动的。每一个人在这当中都被建造起来。
So all of us are built together throughout this process.
当我们在建造会所的时候，我们每一个人心里面，我们的生命也慢慢被调整、被剪裁、被调整。后来，我们的生命就慢慢的成长。
So throughout this whole process, our spiritual life are also constructed together.
到最后他讲到就变成啊渐就变成啊渐渐在二十几二十一节讲到渐渐成为主的圣殿，好像我们大家一起建造起来。
So in verse 21 it says that the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
在 NASB 的翻译里面，他讲到是 growing into a holy temple in the Lord. Grow together, grow, 大家一起 grow.
So that's in the other translation that we grow together in the Lord.
在主的里面，我们大家一起 grow， 成为神借着圣灵居住的所在，也就是永生神的教会。
So this would become a dwelling that the eternal God would live and the Spirit would be with us.
所以我们今天可以这样讲，我们外面的会所的建筑只是外面的一个事情。
So we can say that the building is just an external, the material thing that we see.
我们很可能很快可以献堂，很漂亮的堂，但是呢，这个堂再漂亮，过了一百年，过了两百年，可能也不一定存在了。
Very soon we can consecrate this building to God.But after 100 years, 200 years, I don't think it's going to be here.
什么东西会真正存在、存留下来呢？
What will stay behind?
也就是在建造的当中，我们每一个人的生命被改变，能够越来越像基督，在永生神的眼中，我们成长，这是神存到永远的一个恩典。
So what would last is that the lives that have been changed throughout this process would outlast this building.
所以我们见神的面的时候呢，我觉得神可能会问我们一句话。
So when we see God face to face, I think He's going to ask us this question.
他可能不会问 detail， 哎，你那个大梁是怎么盖的？他可能不会问这些。
I don't think He's going to ask that. How do we erect that whole steel beam and all that?
他可能会问的是，我们在整个教会会所的建造当中，你学到了什么？
I think He might ask us that throughout this construction process, what have you learned?
求神让我们在这个当中，不只是在外面的工作，让我们每个人生命都能够有所学习。
I hope that throughout this process, all of us will grow spiritually.
因为这个地方讲到是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Because here it says that it is God through Holy Spirit that will dwell in this place.
让我们在神的工作上有份，但是让我们也在当中同时被建造起来。
So let's be part of His work and let's all grow together spiritually.
好，让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们赞美你，主啊，因为你把我们从外人带到你的国里面，而且你说要成为神你自己家里的人。主啊，我们今天不再在外面游荡，我们是你家里面的你的孩子。哦，在这里我们看见主你的恩手带领着我们，你也供应我们在建堂在会堂的建筑上面，你让我们不止在手中有工作，而且让我们的心里面能够被建造起来，让我们的生命被建造起来。主啊，求你来使用我们这一段的宝贝的时间，让我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们在这当中，我们不止手中有工作，让我们的生命也被建造起来，让我们学习怎么样彼此联络，让我们学习怎么样来体贴你的心意，也让我们学习怎么样在你里面能够用祷告来彼此托住。主啊，因为这是你永生神的殿，也是你自己借着圣灵居住的所在，所以主，求你在这当中施恩典，让我们每一个人都在你的里面成为那一块活石，能够得着你的喜悦。我们赞美你，求主赐福于我们。我们感谢祷告，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。我们来唱一首诗歌，大家很熟的，但是我觉得很 fit 今天的我们的这个信息。我们起立来唱好吗？
我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣成为神儿女。我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣成为神国的子民。因着耶稣，因着耶稣的洁净，因着耶稣如光明，因着耶稣同享复活的生命，同享生命的喜悦，同在主爱中连接， 因着耶稣同受丰盛的产业，我们成为第一节，我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣成为神儿女，我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣成为神国的子民，因着耶稣的洁净，因着耶稣如光明，因着耶稣同享复活的生命，同享生命的喜悦，同在主爱中连结，因着耶稣同受丰盛的产业，我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣成为神儿女，我们成为一家人，因着耶稣，因着耶稣成为神国的子民，因着耶稣同敬拜，因着耶稣同敬拜，因着耶稣蒙慈爱，因着耶稣彼此恩赐来相待，活在喜乐中歌唱，活与苦难同哀伤，因着耶稣同度人生的风浪，因着耶稣同敬拜，因着耶稣同敬拜，因着耶稣蒙慈爱，因着耶稣彼此恩赐来相待，活在喜乐中歌唱，活与苦难同哀伤，因着耶稣同度人生的风浪，因着耶稣同敬拜，走过来，因着耶稣同敬拜，因着耶稣蒙慈爱，因着耶稣彼此恩赐来相待，活在喜乐中歌唱，活与苦难同哀伤，因着耶稣同度人生的风浪，因着耶稣，因着耶稣同度人生的风浪。哈利路亚，赞美你，是的主，谢谢。让我们领受祝福。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在，从今直到永永远远，阿们。阿们，阿们，阿们，阿们，阿们，阿请坐。